it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Thank you, Tiny Tim and Maynard Meyer, with that rendition.
Hey. Right.
Okay, Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, everybody out there. Sure is a beautiful day to be out doing some stuff, and we'll be talking about that.
That's right. Sun is shining brightly.
And the wind went down, so that kind of dried things out yesterday, and don't have much snow left, and we're supposed to get some rain this weekend, so that's all good.
Yeah, I was down in Sioux Falls yesterday, and there's quite a bit of snow in the ditches there on I-29 headed into Sioux Falls there still.
And I think, you know, the next couple days is supposed to get warmer out, and I think they'll take care of most of our snow, except maybe in some hedges or in the trees or whatever, in the ditches.
Yeah, the wind, strong wind like yesterday, that really dries things out fast, doesn't it, Dwayne?
Sure does. And we've had some moisture, but sure could use more, and I think we're going to get some this weekend.
Yeah. So you've been busy at Heather Floral Nursery?
Well, we were busy with Easter and Easter lilies, and we got a question on that. We'll answer that. But busy, probably not so much customer-wise, but busy getting ready for customers, planting you know, our seeds and cutting, doing cuttings in the greenhouse. And greenhouse is full, and we're about ready to go. Paul asked me the question. You asked me before if we're still busy in the greenhouse. But you know what? In general, we're about ready, and we're getting ready for the plants to grow. We still have some more vegetables to transplant, and so, but it's getting there.
All right, and I know you love to do that, Dwayne.
I do, and if people want to touch a spring and they want to see something growing or want to come and see some, there's some flowers blooming already. They're more than welcome to come in to, we haven't got our Madison greenhouse up yet, but Dawson and Montevideo are full, so.
All right, good. All right, I want to open up our phone lines for Dwayne. You can ask Dwayne a question, garden lawn question, 320-598-7301, or you can email him over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. That number again, 598-7301, with a garden question for Dwayne. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Our plant of the week is, we talked a little bit about it last week, and I was out looking at people's gardens, and it's a rhubarb plant, and we usually plant around here. It's called Canada Red Rhubarb, and if you look at that picture and if you enlarge it, is the rhubarb is just coming up, and people are wondering, one of the questions last week is the cold weather, the frost, or a snow going to hurt my rhubarb? And I'd say no. That rhubarb looked healthy and was going to grow. It probably grew 5 inches and last couple days, so I think you'll be picking rhubarb pretty soon.
You like rhubarb?
I love rhubarb.
So is there a difference in taste between rhubarbs?
Yes, there are. Canada Red Rhubarb is red, which I like, dark red. It is a little sweeter. It's still, you know, it tastes like rhubarb, but more sugar will take care of that. There's other ones, you know, there's a green stock rhubarb, Victoria, that's called, and there's a lot of other ones, but a good healthy one that does very well around here is Canada Red Rhubarb.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet too, isn't it? Some get pretty bitter though, don't they?
Usually they say the greener they are, the bitter, more bitter they are, so get a red one.
Get a red one over at Heather Floral Nursery, right?
You know, we sell 30 to 50 rhubarb plants a year, so, I mean, it's...
Yep.
I like rhubarb.
Yep, I do too.
A lot of strawberries in there and rhubarb crisp or rhubarb pie.
What's the deal with sugar? You dip it in sugar or what?
What's that?
You mentioned sugar with it.
Well, if you make all those things, you add a lot of sugar, and I don't need a lot of sugar, so get a sweeter rhubarb and you don't have to add so much sugar, is my point.
I know my mom used to make the sauce.
Yeah.
All the time. That was pretty good.
Yep.
All right. So what's our horticultural concern for today?
Well, horticulture concern is, should I be working on my lawn? Yeah, I have getting a lot of questions on that, and we have a couple of questions to answer on that. My theory is, yeah, it's getting nice. It's dried out some. If you're going to go out there and pick up sticks, even besides your lawn working on it, it's too early to put crabgrass preventer down. But definitely would be a great time to get your lawn worked up, cleaned up, and get grass seed down. Because if we do get some rains, that grass seed, it will warm up a little bit, and that'll germinate, be ready to go. You want to get your grass seed down early in the season, so later you can put a crabgrass preventer so you don't get that crabgrass coming up in your new seeded lawn.
All right. Let's start with the questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
And I don't think we've ever stumped Duane with a question. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's sometimes I say I got to research that one.
Okay.
We've done this for 35 years, so we've heard about every question. So don't be afraid to ask questions, and there's definitely nothing like a stupid question or a dumb question.
Well, here's one fresh off the phone. Someone just called in with this question, Duane. And are there any trees that we should not be pruning right now? Are there any trees that we should not be pruning right now?
Well, I would say, and we don't have a lot of these trees around here, is your red and white oak trees, especially the white oak, you shouldn't be pruning on, because the oak wilt disease, and you don't hear much about that anymore. That's kind of gone by the wayside. But if you get towards areas that have a lot of oak trees, it's still spreading. My sister lives in Apple Valley, and they're really concerned when they prune their oak trees. So if you started pruning your maple trees right now, the sap is definitely flowing. You'll get some sap flowing out there, but that's not hurting your tree that much. So my comment to that is, when you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand, is a good time to be pruning your trees or shrubs.
All right, questions are coming in hot and heavy here, Duane. Here we go.
Questions already. So
yep. Another from another caller. Can we plant tulip bulbs now? If yes, do you have any planting suggestions?
Usually you plant your tulips in the fall, and that's because tulips have to go through a cool season to bloom the next year. Your problem is you're going to probably find availability of tulips in the spring, because that's usually a bulb that's sold in nurseries or garden centers in the fall. But Heather Nursery happens to have some tulip bulbs that they overwintered in their coolers, so they're ready to be planted. But usually you'll find tulips in the fall. And you usually plant the bulb three times the diameter of the of the bulb, so that means you're going to be planting tulip bulbs 4 or 5 inches in depth. Add some compost, get good loose soil, and put some starter fertilizer in there. You'll have tulips for years. They like the sun.
All right, plant them where there's a lot of sun then.
Yep.
Okay. Tulips, I like tulips.
Yep, and if you are looking for some bulbs, we do have some left, and that's really unusual.
Okay. What are some of the easiest vegetables to plant?
I think they're all easy.
Well, there's got to be some easy, huh?
Well, I mean, potatoes are easy to plant. As far as planting them, I think they're probably all not that hard. What I think is hard is keeping all the weeds out. But easy vegetables, and we have another related question to that. Do you plant the vegetables from seeds or seedlings or from plants? If you want to get easy, I would say planting seeds are maybe a little easier. And what plants do you start from, seeds versus a plant? Ones that take longer to germinate, to actually mature. So, like some, if you look on the back of the seed, they'll say maturity date. And if you're saying 100 days on there, that means you probably better start that plant inside, because you're making that 100 days shorter outside. Because Minnesota, we don't have a real long growing season. So some of those that start from seedlings are probably like tomatoes and broccoli and Brussels sprouts, cabbage, peppers, and these all transplant well. That means if you start them inside, you buy seeds and start them inside, or you go to a nursery like Heather Nursery in Floral that has a greenhouse, and they've started a lot of those seeds.
Okay.
And so, but seeds that are easy to plant and and don't transplant well. That you don't want to do that well, but like radishes, beets, carrots, beans, sweet corn, lettuce, kale, all those you should be starting from seeds. And we kind of unusual here. We have bulk garden seeds. We call it Heather Nursery Garden Seeds that we actually bag up. And these are seeds that I've planted for many, many years and have had good luck with them. So we have lots of varieties of seeds on hand, and probably a little larger quantities than you'll find in lots of packs that you find in the grocery stores and that. So
okay.
Count our garden seeds.
Dwayne, we're not going to get to all the questions this morning.
Faster, you're telling me?
Yeah, what's that?
Let's go. We'll go faster.
All right. Is it too early to put down grass seed?
No. Best time ever.
All right. Talk about you were at an event yesterday with Kelvin Weber at Madison Mercantile.
Kelvin Weber, if you know, is in a wheelchair. It has a motorized wheelchair. And so they're going to make raised beds for him so he can garden. He's an avid gardener. Okay. And they're going to have raised beds for vegetables, and I think there's room for more if you're interested in that. Talk to Chris there. But raised beds, they're going to make it out of plastic, and some are going to be out of cedar. They're going to be 32 inches wide, 16 feet long, and 4 feet wide, so you don't have to bend over.
All right.
Good for handicapped people and people that are getting older.
All right. Got to run, Dwayne. We're out of time.
Hey, one thing quick. April 11th, next Thursday, if you've got trees in Madison, you got to come to the Prairie EcoLinks meeting, 6 o'clock at the Mercantile.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Have a great
Enjoy
the weather.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery.